A little-known artistic revolution in Cuba 40 years ago is now featured at the African American Museum in Philadelphia. A group of Cuban artists banded together to make work that highlighted their African roots. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that it was a subversive manifesto.
In 1978, a group of Cuban artists calling themselves Grupo Antillano drew a line in the sand. They wrote a manifesto defending their Afro-Cuban roots. Harvard professor Alejandro de la Fuente has spent years researching this all but forgotten art movement.
Cuban culture was coming out of a period characterized by a significant degree of official resistance against religions in general and Afro-Cuban religions in particular, because these religions were seen as an obstacle in the construction of a new socialist society.
De La Fuente has put together a book and a traveling exhibition of work by the original group of artists, many of whom use African symbolism and reference the Yoruba religion. The exhibition at the African American Museum, Philadelphia, is called Drapetomania. That was a racist medical term from the 19th century describing the mental condition of slaves who were compelled to escape captivity. The founder of Grupo Antillano was a sculptor named Rafael Quinedet. De La Fuente says he wanted to be free of the expectations of Europe and the U.S.
And what Rafael and his collaborators were saying was, we don't want to follow the latest trend. We don't want our art to be part of those Western conversations. Or the world that interests us is this Afro-Caribbean world.
De La Fuente says the art market of the time, this is the early 80s, was more interested in international styles, so the world passed by Grupo Antillano, which they were fine with. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.